Uncle Joe is a race car engineer. He lived a fast life year after year down on the Golden Coast in Malibu. Had a few most basic needs, most of which involved high speed. He had to get out there and see what that baby could do. He always found his greatest thrill on the salt flats of Bonneville, where he tried his best to beat the rate of sound. He had not a bit of animosity when it came to attaining the highest velocity. He learned to fly with four wheels on the ground. Uncle Joe is the man behind the scene, the mastermind behind the machine. He had a knack for making a motor scream. It wasn't a bolt he couldn't turn that wouldn't make those tires burn. He always pushed the limits beyond the extreme. Uncle Joe, you're always on the go. Don't you even know the meaning of the word slow? Uncle Joe, you don't have to show how fast you can go. They'll only throw you in the hole, Uncle Joe. Made a car so fast the very earth shook. He drove it right into the record book. If you ask him how, he'll tell you he just got lucky. But as good things always come to an end, well, fuel economy killed that trend. He retired to the rolling hills of West Kentucky. He left behind the movers and shakers and bought a house and 5 or 6 acres. Speed was no longer his reigning factor. He blended into the quiet scenery, communed with all the sprawling greenery, and went out and bought himself a John Deere tractor. Left for only about a week, well, that old John Deere developed a leak, and it burned oil faster than he could buy it. So he parked it in his new garage. It was right behind a 69 Dodge. The speed bug bit him hard, and he couldn't deny it. So he pulled out that sad excuse for an engine, cleared off a spot on his workbench, and procured a solid block of aluminum. He torched the weld of the engine bay. Well, that was really just the only way, because those damn John Deeres just didn't have enough room in them. He cut and drilled and cleared clearances, machined and milled and tolerated tolerances, forged a set of pistons by his hand. He blueprinted and balanced the thing and threw in a set of custom rings, and soon he had a 7-liter Hemi on the stand. He dropped it in and tuned it up, and that engine roared when he fired it up. He hopped on that tractor just like a townie. He put it in gear and he popped the clutch, and he didn't even hardly give it that much, and before he knew it, Uncle Joe mowed down half the county. Uncle Joe, you're always on the go. Don't you even know the meaning of the word slow? Uncle Joe, you don't have to show how fast you can go. They'll only throw you in the hole, Uncle Joe. Old Farmer Bill went and called the law. His youngins all stood around in awe as that John Deere tractor cut down his whole barn. Bill told the sheriff, you better hurry, cause now I'm really starting to worry that soon there won't be nothing left of my old farm. Uncle Joe didn't have any trouble driving through the brush and the rubble, crossing wooded hills and through the holler. But every twist and turn that he took, well, it was just like an open book, cause he cut a clear path for the cops to follow. And that Hemi didn't fail to deliver when Joe decided to jump the river, and soon he headed for the highway up ahead. Just about then, his mean machine, well, it drank the last drop of gasoline, and that John Deere tractor sat as good as dead.
Oh no, Uncle Joe, the law is on your trail. Be lucky if you don't end up in jail.
Joe sat in the courthouse feeling nervous. The judge gave him community service. He said we could use a man of your exceptional skill. So they put him to work out there in the yard, hopping up those police cars, and not to mention the judge's coupe de ville. A short time later, Uncle Joe passed on. He never could stay in one place for too long. He left this world racetrack bound or bust. His remains went to a high-tech school where they made him into a super top fuel, and his ashes now leave the rest of him in the dust.
Uncle Joe, you're always on the go. Don't you even know the meaning of the word slow? Uncle Joe, you don't have to show how fast you can go, even though they'll never throw you in the hole, Uncle Joe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't even know Uncle Joe, and I like him already.